Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, we've had a weird season, as we spoke about yesterday. At the start of the year, if I told you that the Patriots would have a commanding 2.5 game lead in the AFC East, what would you say to me?
And a head-to-head win over the Buffalo Bills. I would have laughed at you. In fact, one of my worst... So I have one really good take at the start of the season and one that just is aged like dog poo. One is, I said the Rams were going to win the Super Bowl and they were the best team, and they have looked that part. Wait till Matthew Stafford...
Wait, have they won the Super Bowl?
No, but they are clearly the best team. Although Matthew Stafford will get hurt and then it won't matter. But I laugh because New England was a team that a lot of people were jocking, and I was like, what the hell has New England done to get this sort of preseason love? That seemed like the team for me that was getting all the fanfare and that was going to fall flat on their face. And here we are, and... And they're 10-2. And by the way, I would like to point out that I think probably after week one, I was like, they lost to the Raiders in week one.
God, that's right.
And we were like, and so they were 1-2. They had lost to the Raiders and they lost to the Steelers. And their only win was over the Dolphins. And I was like, can we please stop with the Mike Vrabel effect? And all they've done since is reel off 9 in a row, including beating the Bills. So
in your face,
that is my biggest, like, what the hell?
After starting 1-5, the Ravens are now tied atop the AFC North.
And we all saw that coming.
Of course.
We were like, dude, they will win that division.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that you had them 1-5, did you?
Oh, no.
No,
no,
you
no,
didn't.
No. No, but even after that, remember we were all sitting around, we're like, do not write off the Ravens.
Well, because of injuries and schedule, but, and they have more easy ones coming up. They play the Bengals.
Yeah, they're
going to. They play the Bengals on Thursday. Colts and Jags battling it out for AFC South supremacy.
Who had Daniel Jones and the Colts at 8-3?
Although, I will say, I mean, in that division, I don't know. It's not like we pick divisions here.
No, but most
Who would you have gone
most
with?
Most people thought the Texans. And the Texans' defense, we just didn't expect their offense to be this bad. But remember, when they picked Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson, again, people cried racism. Anthony Richardson's agent said that the Colts basically had, this was like the most egregious thing ever, and they lied, and how dare they? And everyone raked them over the coals, and Anthony Richardson is doing what? And Daniel Jones has them at 8-3. Probably should be 9-2. I don't know how they lost to the Chiefs.
Chiefs are in third place.
That's the one.
In the AFC West.
If you want one... what the F, it is that they are basically playing, there's not a lot of room for error. And I still think they're about a 50-50 predictor chance to make the postseason. That's the biggest, I would not have believed that they were 5-5. Well, and we're going to be trailing by double digits in the fourth quarter to the Colts.
The AFC has been the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens.
That's it.
Right?
Yep.
And at this point, even though, so the Ravens win the division, they'll get a home game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
But we're 12 weeks into the season, mm-hmm. and it is quite likely that two of those three will be playing wild card road games.
And one of them was 1-5.
And then the other one will get a home game.
Just because of the division they play in.
If they win the division. If they don't,
yeah.
I mean, they may not even make the playoffs. Yeah.
The only reason the Ravens are still being discussed is because they play in that crappy division. If you put the Ravens in any other division, we're like, oh my God, they may not make the postseason, as opposed to, like you said, hosting a game. It's wild. It's been a bizarro year.
And
it
not absolutely has. To mention the most bizarro, not to forget the most bizarro, the Bears are sitting atop the NFC North at 8-3.
The Bears have a better record than the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. What? What is the Bears?
The league's fun, man.
The league is fun.
This is why.
Yeah.
Right here.
This is good. And it's also why it's got to be frustrating if you're like the Browns or, you know, the Saints or something. Cardinals. Like, it's not.
It's not that hard.
If you are a well-run franchise, you can turn things around in a short period of time.
Sorry. Yeah. It's like, if the Bears can do it, why can't we do it?
Yeah. Took the Bears long enough, but, you know, they got. You know, they have some good structure in place. They went out and got a coach. And by the way, they're doing this without,
they're not very good.
Well, they drafted Caleb. It's a good team, but they drafted Caleb Williams. So normally when you have a young team like this that kind of rises up, it's the Drake May effect, right? Drake May it's not just Drake May, but one of the reasons that by far the biggest reason why New England is where they're at is Drake May. Right? You get the quarterback right and everything else kind of falls into place. And Chicago, we were told that they had this generational player and he was the best thing since Pat Mahomes and Heisman Trophy and blah, blah, blah. And they go out and get Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams has been fine. If I had to give one Caleb Williams comp, it's kind of Trevor Lawrence. And that he's
weird.
He's fine. He's like, eh.
He's weird. If you need a, well, I was about to say, if you need a game-winning drive, don't count on him, but they've kind of gone on. I mean, the Cincinnati one was kind of a fluke,
yeah.
But he got him down there in position to beat, who was the other one?
Well, they had the close one.
The Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings and the Giants were the two where you're like, how did you win this game? Well, the Giants, because the Giants crapped the bed.
I don't remember the Giants one.
Yeah.
What was that?
The Giants were up in that game, I think, by like 10 points going down the stretch.
Yeah, I do remember that. That one's at Chicago. Yeah, I remember that one. That was the most egregious of all of them.
Yeah, they had no business winning that game.
You see, the Giants have lost 5 games with a 10-point or more lead in the fourth quarter this year?
Yeah.
5.
Which is why they don't have a coach.
Or a defensive coordinator.
Or a defensive coordinator.
That's unbelievable.
But like the fact that the Bears are doing this and their quarterback play is just average, I don't know if that makes you feel good or
not
bad
good.
If you're Chicago.
Well, I like being 8-3 if I'm a Bears fan, but I don't feel great about him.
No, but it's one of those things that if Caleb can kind of continue to develop and maybe turn into something a little more stable, maybe you believe that the infrastructure is there in Chicago. But it feels of the 8-win teams, right? And there's not many, right? So Seahawks, Rams, Bears, Eagles, Broncos, Colts, Patriots. The team that I believe in least
by a lot
is the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, who would be second? For me, it's Indy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're bad, but I don't have faith.
Mine might be, it's Indy or Seattle for me. Flip a coin. I think the Sam Darnold thing, I'm starting to come around.
Welcome to my camp.
But that's the same thing, because for that very reason that I don't believe in Seattle is the same reason I don't believe in Indianapolis. Both of those guys are starting to peek out from under the mask and show you who they really are, and that scares me a little bit. And they just do it in different ways. I mean, both play good defense, and Indy has Jonathan Taylor, and Seattle has Jackson Smith and Jigba, and you know, they're just, you're kind of hamming and egging your way and kind of figuring this thing out. And I just, there's something I think in Seattle that I think you're going to be able to take. I believe taking away a passing option easier than taking away a great run game. But it's those two teams that are both really good teams that I just don't have a lot of faith in going deep. I think they're a little one-dimensional. Being said, Jackson Smith and Jigba is putting together arguably the greatest receiving season we've ever seen. What he is doing without like a lot of other compliments to him. I mean, they throw the ball to basically him and no one's been able to stop it yet. It's just, he's amazing.
By the way, you know what the Bears do this week? You know what they've got? You've seen that?
I don't know if I've actually seen what the Bears have.
They are headed to Philadelphia.
Ooh, in a battle of 8-win.
For a Black Friday game.
They got the Packers coming up, too. I mean, they got the Packers two of the next 3 weeks. It's a huge game in that division, and then they finish with the Lions. This Bears slate down the stretch, this is big time. You got Eagles, Packers, Browns, whatever, although now Shadur. And then Packers, Niners, Lions. Boy, if you're Chicago, buckle up. There could be a lot of L's coming your way. Is it inconceivable to think that they could lose? They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They could lose 5 of 6 down the stretch?
Not inconceivable,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Again, this is why we love the NFL.
Yeah.
It's very topsy turvy, but a lot can change within the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I mean a lot.
Yeah. 100%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.